we may as well just get into the practice for tonight. I thought we could do some work with the chakras and working with our energies. First of all, we can work to relax the physical body. Trying to reduce as much tension as possible. Be conscious of how the body is positioned. Trying to remove all tensions. As usual, we use the key of focusing on the breath. Taking some big deep breaths. And with every exhalation, imagining that all the tension we've accumulated in the body is being expelled. Any negativity that we're feeling in the emotional center, we expel it with our exhalation. Any agitation that we're feeling, any anxiety, anything that's stopping us from being in this moment, anything that takes our attention away, we expel it with the exhalation. We give our breath that power to remove these blockages, these obstacles within us. If there's any thoughts that keep coming up and bringing us stress, we work with the breath and we exhale it from our mind, from our psyche. If we're worrying about the day we've just had, if we're worrying about the future, what we're going to do, this evening or tomorrow, we work with the breath and imagine it flowing out of our system. our aim is to come to that place of peace and serenity within. Breath to calm, to soothe, to relax. Allowing the breath or the prana in the breath to bring us everything that we need in this moment. There's nothing that important that we need to worry about in this practice. We're having the opportunity to let go of anything that's stressing us, that's worrying us. To really practice how to truly relax. So now let's work with the imagination and do a practice where we imagine that when we breathe in, we're breathing in all these molecules of oxygen. We breathe in through the nose, it passes through the various filters in the nose. Imagining it going down into the lungs, to the lung sacs, whilst we're imagining the lungs, trying to be conscious of our posture in that We're not slouching or hunching over to restrict the capacity of our lungs to intake this oxygen. Imagining the lungs filling up. Imagining that oxygen passing through into the bloodstream. Imagining all that oxygenated blood going into the heart and being pumped around the body through the bloodstream. Through the bloodstream, this oxygen is being transported goes through the arteries, through the veins, through the capillaries, imagine that oxygen going into the muscle tissue, imagine that oxygen going into the nervous system, cerebrospinal fluid, it goes through to all the nerves of the body. This oxygen goes into all the organs, nourishes and gives force to all the organs, the liver, the pancreas, the spleen, the stomach, intestines, kidneys, gallbladder. The liver. Into the brain. Into our skin cells. Into the bone and the bone marrow. Into the lymph. To the white blood cells. Imagining if we can each cell of the body consciously intaking this oxygen. Now we imagine this oxygen going into our creative energies, our vital energies. In the creative or reproductive organs. And then we imagine this energy being transmuted or risen up the spine. To the third eye, it rests. And then it enters into the heart. Trying to get this channel of energy going up from our creative organs up the spine to the third eye and into the heart. If we're familiar, we use the mantra Hum Sa as we inhale, drawing the energies up the spine. We mentally pronounce Hum. And then when we channel the energy to the heart, we pronounce the mantra. Continuing with this practice. Working with this oxygen with our creative energies. Allowing our level of relaxation to go deeper. And allowing our level of concentration of this practice to go deeper as we work to consolidate and direct our vital energies. Just going slowly with this practice, really trying to connect with the breath and with our creative energies. So keeping up with imagination, we're going to focus our attention on the chakra at the base of the spine, the chakra in the coccyx. Imagining that oxygen that we keep breathing and our creative vital energies is directed and nourishing this chakra. So spending some moments visualizing that ball of energy there. Seeing it being nourished by the force of our concentration and of the oxygen and the prana that we are continually ingesting. Let's pronounce the mantra for this chakra, S. This chakra is our foundation. It represents the element of earth. Feeling it being energized by the oxygen that we breathe in. And also our transmuted energies. Continuing again with the mantra for this base chakra, S. Continuing to breathe deeply, consciously. Continuing with the practice of the transmutation. If we like, we can do it silently, imagining with the breath our creative energies going up the spine to the third eye. And then to the heart. and we've regained our focus, we are going to work with the next chakra up in the prostatic region. This chakra has to do with our ability to communicate, to connect. It involves the element of water. Again, working with the breath, energizing this center. Imagining as we transmute our energies that it's going through this chakra. Cleansing it, activating or giving it force. And let's use the mantra M 3 times. Attention back on the breath. Feeling as we work through the chakras that our vital energy is building, is increasing. If any thoughts of the day attack us or try and make us think or worry or stress, we go back to the breath. And as we go through each of the chakras, keeping in mind the chakra that we've already worked on. Let's work again with the mantra for the prostatic chakra, M. continuing our deep conscious breathing. Feeling the energies of the base chakra, of the prosthetic chakra, and next we focus our attention in the solar plexus, the umbilical chakra. The element of this chakra is fire. Has to do with the process of digestion. It's the center of receiving impressions and associated with telepathy. Imagining the oxygen, the prana, going into that area of the solar plexus. Feeding and nourishing it. And as we transmute our creative energies, it is also feeding the chakra as well. Allowing that oxygen to purify this center. Becoming conscious of the negative emotions that we store in that area. We use the mantra focusing on the breath again. Imagining the oxygen, those vital principles going into the solar plexus. Feeling this center vibrate, palpitate. As we focus our attention and give it more energy, more force through our concentration. Next, we focus our attention on the heart. Allowing that inhalation to flood the heart and the chakra with that force of prana. And of course, when we transmute our energies, we raise them up the spine, they go through the chakras, and they end in the heart. The heart balances the three lowest chakras with the three higher chakras. It's the central point of our organism, and it's the truest way that we connect with our inner self, our inner divinity. In fact, it's the truest way we really connect with all beings, all essences. Let's work with the mantra O three times. O. Tension back on the breath. Flooding this center with oxygen, with prana. Working with the mantra for the heart again. Taking one deep breath, directing that force into the heart. And then moving to the chakra in the throat. Flooding that area with oxygen, with prana. Feeling the energies of that center vibrating. The throat has to do with clairaudience or being able to hear with the occult ear. Being able to hear the ultra of things. Working with the mantra for this center, we use the mantra air. Chakra allows us to speak the truth, speak what's in our heart. So by listening, learning how to listen properly, we learn how to speak properly. So continuing with this mantra again. Taking a deep breath, we move our attention to the chakra in the third eye. Breathing oxygen into that area between the eyebrows. Relaxing the body. Concentrating in that area, giving it force and strength. This chakra has to do with the imagination to see. Its delicate petals are blocked by anger So we need to reflect on our level of serenity with this chakra. Feeling as serene as possible. We work with this mantra for this chakra, which is E. E. Relaxing the body, focusing on the breath, breathing life into that chakra. Imagining that oxygen that comes in is purifying that area, removing any blockages, allowing us to feel serene. Working with the mantra for the third eye again, after a deep breath. Relaxing, continuing to breathe consciously, imagining our creative energies going through each of the chakras that we've been through, in the path up the spine. The last chakra we're going to work with is in the crown chakra. This chakra relates to polyvision and our feeling of connectedness with our divinity. Breathing in that oxygen to the chakra in the crown of the head. Giving it that attention, that force that we don't normally do in our day. We use the mantra A-U-M, A-U-M. So let's do three Hamsa mantras. So imagining the energies going up the spine, mentally pronouncing hum. Holding the third eye and releasing into the heart. As we do this, visualizing those chakras. Before we finishing, imagine the energy that goes up the spine, that it goes out the crown, connects or it goes upwards, connects with our being, our divinity, or with the infinite, with the universe, however you see or perceive it, whatever word that you use that best describes that universal intelligence or consciousness. Imagining that the energy of each of the chakras goes out into the infinite. That this energy, our real energy, is infinite. And that all the difficulties, all the stresses of life are transient. So from this perspective of infinity, nothing can ever faze us again. All right.